I'm going to call to order the Massapequa Board of Education regular meeting. Take roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Here.
Mr. Butts?
Here.
Mr. Dodds?
Here.
Mr. Mason?
Here.
Mrs. Zinkus?
Here.
Mr. Detweiler and I are also here.
We stand for the pledge.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we are at the section of public communication. We do not have one signed up. Is there anyone that would like to speak this evening that did not sign up? Can you hear me okay? I can talk on. Okay.
By the way, we will have microphones at the next meeting.
Oh, super. So not loud enough, okay. We will now move to C, Board Work Session. I have a notice of a public meeting that I need to announce. So Mary Sparrow, Massapequa Food Service Coordinator, is considering retirement effective May 29th, 2017. Mrs. Sparrow has asked to be considered for reemployment as Food Service Coordinator for the 2017-2018 school year. The Board of Education of Massapequa Local School District will hold its regular meeting on July 18th, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the district meeting room, located in the Massapequa Elementary Building. During this meeting, the Board will hold a public meeting on the reemployment of Mary Sparrow as Food Service Coordinator. The Treasurer, CFO of the Board, is directed to publish a notice of the public meeting as and possible reemployment of Mary Sparrow, Food Service Coordinator, by June 16, 2017. An additional notice of a public meeting, Patty Anthony, Massapequa's aide, is considering retirement effective May 18, 2017. Mrs. Anthony has asked to be considered for reemployment as an aide for the 2017-2018 school year. The Board of Education of Massapequa's Local School District will hold its regular meeting on July 18, 2017 at 7 p.m. in the district meeting room located in the Massapequa Elementary Building. During this meeting, the Board will hold a public meeting on the reemployment of Patty Anthony as an aide. The Treasurer, CFO of the Board, is directed to publish a notice of the public meeting and possible reemployment of Patty Anthony, aide, by June 16, 2017. Do we have anything else for Board Work Session?
I just wanted to put it out there. I think you mentioned it, we'll talk about it in June and July, but I just wanted to put it out there, I was hoping to kind of get your feelings on how things have gone with the restructuring that we did last year after Larry's retirement. So just for, at least for me personally, I'd like a kind of a presentation on how that's gone, if we're realizing the benefits that we hoped when we did that. Same thing with the move to use offscapes, the landscaping move, if that's still in the district's best interest. So if you could, sometime either June or July's meeting, if you could give us a breakdown how those are going.
July, we'll have a state of the district address, in which I'll ask myself and all the administrators to report out any new projects or initiatives they had this year, and so that'd be a good time to do that.
And you'll probably cover that later, but then we'll talk about the levy committees and things like that coming up. Okay. Anything else? Okay. We will move to Section D, Board Approval of Board Minutes.
Madam President, I move that the minutes of the April 18, 2017 meeting be approved as written.
Second. Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Zinkus?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
We'll move to the Treasurer's Report. So you.
I'm going to be pretty brief. Our spending plan right here, you got a chance to review it. We're going to point out that we are within less than 1% of where we expected to be as far as our projected ending balance and where we had budgeted at the beginning of the year. So that's right now we're currently off $29,000. That could change once we get everything in, all our expenditures made at the end of the year. But that's really good to be within less than 1%. My next item is the five-year forecast. The five-year forecast, we didn't get loaded right away. It was up and got pulled down inadvertently, so I apologize for that. It was part of the agenda, and it's part of the agenda tonight. This is our mandatory filing. It's a mandatory update in May. The reason I wasn't as concerned with you having as much time to review when I found out it wasn't loaded was because there were no changes between now and January, between January and now. The January forecast is our May filing also. We updated it in January. Nothing's changed significantly since then with either the funding we know we will receive or the expenditures that we're making. We are on track for our expenditures. We're on track for our current year revenue. And all our projections are still in place because nothing's changed. So we still look to end with a positive balance in fiscal year 19 to the tune of $16,000. And all our assumptions remain the same also. There's no objections to the five-year forecast. I'd recommend it be approved as presented. Unless you have any other questions on the forecast or the reports.
Any questions?
That concludes my report.
Okay. Thank you very much. We will move to Section F, Financial Action Items.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the May 2017 financial statements be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dobbs?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Bucks?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer, the five-year forecast for FY 2017 through 2021 be accepted as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Ms. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer / CFO, the Board approve the correction to the amount of transfer from $47,450 to $46,800 from the General Fund to the Employee Benefits Fund.
Second.
Discussion?
Yeah, this was just an error when it was included in the agenda last time. The amount that is transferred, that will be transferred and was transferred is the $46,800. It's a little less.
Those are good errors.
Yeah.
Can you make a lot of those?
Yeah.
any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that upon recommendation of the Treasurer / CFO, the Board approve the transfer of $620.50 from the class of 2019 to the Key Club. The fundraiser for the sophomore class was accidentally charged to the Key Club. However, the deposits were posted correctly to the class of 2019.
Second. Discussion?
It's exactly as it says what it was. It just got posted wrong with the account, the receipts. But it was paid out of that account, so we're just moving the funds to where it was paid out of. It's all within the student activity accounts, all the 200 accounts.
Call roll, please.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mrs. Anikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
That takes us to the superintendent's report.
Okay. Thank you very much. Tonight we have Virginia Kendall here to present an award to Madison Plains, one of our employees. So I'll call you to the podium.
Virginia Kendall, and I'm with an organization called EF, and it's an organization that places exchange students around the area. And this year we've been privileged here to have a Amelia Stevenson and from Denmark, and she's had a fantastic year with at the school and just absolutely loved it. Has stayed with her host family, Jason and Bridget Hunt, and just had an absolutely wonderful time here at the Madison Plains School. So I wanted to let you know that I nominated the school because it has been many years since the school has had an exchange student, and with all the support that they've given me and her, I thought that they deserve to have a Global Excellence of Education Award given. Also was told that for next year we'll be given two students, we'll be getting two students. As long as I can find host families for them, then we will have two students for next year. And because of that, we're continuing in Global Excellence Education. This award is a national award given to schools and school districts who have shown some progress in global education. So I wanted to present this award to Madison Plains High School. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Madam President, I will defer my time for talking about the administrative nominations after we have our executive session, if that's okay.
That concludes your report. No unfinished business. We'll move on to new business, and I make a motion that we enter into executive session at 7:12 p.m. for the purpose of one or the more of the following. Under Ohio Revised Code 121.22G, Section 1, to consider the appointment, employment, dismissal, discipline, promotion, demotion, or compensation of a public employee or official, or the investigation of charges or complaints against a public employee, official, licensee, or regulated individual. Section 4, preparing for, conducting, and reviewing negotiations or bargaining session with public employees. And Section 5, matters required to be kept confidential by federal law or rules or state statutes.
Second.
Call roll, please.
Mrs. Cooley?
Yes.
Mr. Butts?
Yes.
Mr. Dodds?
Yes.
Mr. Mason?
Yes.
Mrs. Enikas?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Executive session.
We will enter into executive session.
I think our goal is 7:30.
Yeah, 15 minutes. So 7:30 we'll reconvene in this room. We'll be taking no further action. We will be taking further action after you come back.